sin because we don't constantly dwell upon how good God is and what he saved us from. So in the same sense, we need to meditate more often on and live out our days as a new creation, as he's made us to be. Following Jesus isn't something we do, it's who we are. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. We were dead, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Okay, the world, they're walking dead. They're like zombies. Among whom we all once lived in the trespasses of our flesh. We were all there, carrying out the desires of the mind and, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. God has saved us out of that wrath. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, nothing we've done, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and only by grace, nothing we have done, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christ has already declared us to be holy and righteous. Verse 7, so that in the coming ages he might show his immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Again, nothing we've done. It is all him. And this is not your own doing. There it is. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Okay, God chose us before the foundations of the world. God chose us to do good things in this world, and we are living that out now. Go on today with that confidence and power for whatever this day throws at you. God has chosen it. God has ordained it. God is good, and he is going to work out his will in your life and in all of our lives together to glorify him and to bring us home one day. So go share his good news with somebody and live in that peace today. We're talking about eternal stuff. To sit there and think, well, I don't believe, so I'm just not going to believe, it's pretty foolish and scary. You have to think about why you believe certain things. You can't be at odds with God just because you don't feel that what he's doing is right. We're talking about God here, much bigger than yourself and much more wise and powerful, and the proof of him is all around you. So, you know, if you want to get into the foundation of why Christians believe what they believe, well, the Bible is faultless. And if you really want to do some research, go look at secular historians and stuff. The Bible has yet to be proven inaccurate. It's just the miracles of Jesus are about the only thing that most secular people will debate upon, because that would make Jesus God. And then they're screwed because they don't believe, or they don't want to believe, because then they're held accountable. But the ways of this world are fleeting, and I don't think you have to be convinced that this is a depraved people in this world. The evil around us is imminent, so we need to have the only hope that is in God. Your suffering here, it might be terrible, but the joy and peace that God has offered is eternal. And even when you become a Christian, God doesn't promise life's going to get easier. In fact, it promises you're going to be persecuted if you truly believe him. So, is it worth it? Yes, because we're talking about eternity here.